Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello and welcome, everybody. So I have a question for you. Have you ever felt like there was an area you didn't have choice in? You're like, well, I have to do it. I don't have choice. I just have to. Well, what if that's not quite true? Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and I'm so excited to be here. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and basically your biggest fan, your cheerleader. Whatever you desire to get to, I will help you get. I desire to help you get there too. It's a good thing I don't speak for a living. All right, my friends. Today we're actually exploring one of my favorite topics, choice. What is the true nature of choice? You know, I've taught a lot of classes all over the world. And as the intro said, for almost 20 years, sometimes when I hear the intro, I'm like, how is that possible? Because like, wasn't I in high school yesterday? No, I wasn't. Nor was I just in university yesterday. It was a little bit ago. And in these classes that I teach all over the world, online and in person, the subject of choice comes up a lot, because really choice is one of the fundamentals of being a person on this planet, of being an infinite being, of being something that is and was and will be, you know, whatever you want to call it. And it really steps into the nature of free will, which a whole other topic, and I am not getting into today because I don't even know where it goes yet. You know, we talk a lot about free will versus, fate, right? Fate versus free will. And that's a big topic. But today we're just talking about the free will part of it. The fact that you can choose. It is one of your core natures. It is innately who you be. You be choice. You have choice in all things. And so today we're going to explore what is the true nature of choice and how to recognize it, what to do with it, some places that we limit us. And one of my favorite things to do is all the places we think we don't have choice. I call it the choice game. Because every time I'm in a class and somebody says to me, well, there are some things you just don't have choice in. I'm like, no, you have choice in all things. They're like, no, there are some things you don't have choice. I'm like, okay, cool. Tell me what you don't have choice in, and then we'll see what the choices are. And so I call it the choice game. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that today, my friends, because it's like, how many places do you think you don't have choice, right? We might as well start there, because I know it's a big topic for people of like, well, I just don't have choice there. And interestingly enough, one of the places that people usually start with when I say, okay, where do you think you don't have choice? They're like, well, I have to pay my mortgage and I have to pay my rent. I have to have somewhere to live. And I'm like, no, actually you don't. A choice is available for you to walk out the door and go live on the street or couch surf or do whatever. And they're like, well, I would never do that. Right. But we have to get that is a choice. Just because it's a choice you don't want to make doesn't mean it wasn't a choice available. And I think that's really one of the key parts and points of all of this is we do have true choice. We have choice in every single thing we do, right? It's like I'm sitting here on a second floor. I have the choice, I could jump out the window. Would I make that choice? Well, no. I don't bounce, really. No one does off the second floor, right? But I have that choice. Would I make that choice? No. No, 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 no. And hopefully you won't either. But we have that choice. I also have the choice, because we're broadcasting live on Zoom and streaming services. I also have the choice to hit the big red button and stop the broadcast. Would I make that choice? No. Because I think Christine would kill me. No, I'm just kidding. Because it's just not something I would do. Because I enjoy talking and exploring with you. But I do have that choice. So why I'm saying all these things is it's like, in any given moment, Christine's in the chat room. She said she would kill me. lovingly, total allowance, I'm sure. But I'm saying all these things simply because we do have so many choices in every single second, in every single moment. And, you know, in researching this topic, and it's like, what is choice? And I looked it up. I talked with AI. I did Google. I did some psychology papers. And so much of what they talked about was choice was an either or universe. It's either this or it's that. Or you have to make a decision between two factors. But what was interesting is a lot of it they put into a binary thing, meaning dual, meaning this or that. But in true choice, you have this, that, the other, and all of that over there as well. So where have we even been trying to live in the duality of we only have two choices, this or that? How much have we actually limited ourselves by only like, okay, I have choice, but I only have two choices? You don't. You have so many different choices. You know, what if I flew out the window? Well, Danielle, you don't have wings that you know of. Okay, I don't have wings, but who says we can't rearrange the molecules and change the consciousness to where we can fly? Maybe not right now, but hopefully we will soon, because that would be cool. What if flying just wasn't for dreams, right? Excuse me. So, we have so many choices in every single moment, and we have so many possibilities in each one of those choices, okay? There's a lot to unpack there, and we are just the beginning, okay? Let me go back to that. One of the first things that people tell me in my classes is that they have to pay their mortgage, they have to pay rent, because they have to have somewhere to live. And then I ask them, I'm like, so do you want to live on the street? They're like, oh, no. Cool. But you realize that's a choice. And they usually say, but I would never make that choice. Right. But that is a choice. Just because it's a choice you wouldn't make does not mean it wasn't a choice available. And spoiler alert, that's really the crux of the whole show, is to get you to see that you do have choice. And that just because it wasn't a choice you wouldn't make doesn't mean that you didn't have that choice. Because so many people are like, well, I didn't make a choice there. You did make a choice. Even not making a choice about that is a choice. Which is funny, it's like, you know, in the show, How I Met Your Mother, they're always like, oh, you know who that choice, that who that decision or that choice is for? That's for future Marshall. That's for future Ted, right? So like, we're not going to make that choice right now. But what's interesting, if you look at the actual nature of choice, they made a choice to not make a choice and to push it off to later, right? So it is choice. So how many choices do you actually make throughout the day that you haven't actually acknowledged, okay? Because true choice is about empowerment, okay? It's about empowerment, allowing you to see that you have choice in all things. Because one of the ways to truly create a sense of disempowerment is to make them think they have no choice. Okay? We always have a choice. May not like the choice and don't want to choose it, but we do have choice. And we have more choice than the binary that the psychology or AI or the internet is telling us. Because, you know, I do my research. And like I said, so much of it was binary, this or that. But it's not. We have so many different choices. And then what's interesting is in those so many different choices, true choice does not make those other choices go away. And this is another big part of this. A lot of people think like, well, if I choose this, like if you have A to Z or A to Z, depending on where you are in the world, of choices available. So we have what, 24, 26 choices. A lot of people think like, well, if I choose D, then all of those other choices go away. Because how many of us don't want to choose something because we think then it's fixed and solid and we cannot make another choice? What if that's another lie that the internet and AI and all of them have been feeding us? Because true choice, when we're working with the universe, when we're in league with the universe, aligned with the universe and ourselves with choices, all those other choices that you have don't go away. You're just choosing this one or that one or the other first. And not because like, oh, it's the better choice. Sometimes you need to try things on. I mean, you know, I coach a lot of people. Like I said, I do the classes online in person, and then I private coach a lot of people. And it's interesting the number of times, one of the most empowering things that people can have said to me is for them that they go, I realize I had to make the choice to not do that, or make the choice to see that it wouldn't turn out so I could make the other choice to have it turn out well. Those are a lot of words. I get it. They probably didn't make a lot of sense, but basically they were grateful for the choices that they made that created crap so that they could actually see what choice would create what they desired. But my desire for you is to not have to create crap first, to be able to choose what it is that you actually desire, okay? Which is why I'm belaboring, why I'm going on and on and on a lot in this first segment, and probably the rest of the show, that you have true choice in everything. You have multiple choices in everything, and choices in every single second of every single day. And there's also a psychology study where it talks about, well, if you have too many choices, it's overwhelming and you shut down. I have more faith in you than that. Except, I admit, for the Cheesecake Factory menu. Because if any of you have ever seen the Cheesecake Factory menu, holy crap, talk about choice overload, okay? But I have so many tools to help you walk through that. And what a lovely problem to have that you have too many choices available to you. I say that sarcastically because it is. Honestly, life truly is like the Cheesecake Factory menu. For those of you who are in other countries who may not have been to Cheesecake Factory, the Cheesecake Factory menu is like 25 pages long. It's not just cheesecake. It's not just American food. It is not just salads, it's not just Italian food, it's not just Spanish, Mexican food, it's not just Chinese food. Yes, all of those are on the menu. And then it's bar food. I mean, oh my gosh. Literally, they have like so much of that. But choice, life is actually like that. You have that multitude of choices if you will look and allow that. Will you get overwhelmed? Eh. It's a new muscle to strengthen. The muscle's always been there, but it's atrophied. You are strengthening that muscle of choice. And part of that choice, that very first way to strengthen that muscle, is to acknowledge you have choice in all things. I'll say it again, just because you don't make that choice doesn't mean it wasn't a choice you could make. So how to have true choice, how to have infinite choice, is to first acknowledge and admit that you do. Okay. How did you know where to sit today? How did you know what time to get up? How did you know what you wanted to eat? How did you know where to go? All of these are micro choices we make throughout the day. But are they really micro choices? Because how many times have you micro chose turning right instead of left and completely change your universe or the universe, right? Like, I'm a big Doctor Who fan because, you know, I'm not nerdy enough. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. And they have this really interesting episode called Turn Left. And I won't give it away in case any of you ever desire to watch it. But basically, in the original timeline, this woman turned right, met the doctor, and then changed everything and like basically saved the world. So evil forces went back in time, had her turn right or left, the opposite direction left, so that she didn't meet the doctor. And then without those two together, the world was horrible. All the people they saved died, and the world basically shut down. It was really kind of an ugly thing. So, what if it isn't even a micro choice? What if every choice creates your life? Because guess what? Every choice creates your life. All right. So, we're going to get more into that when we come back from the commercial break. But if you have any topic that you would like to explore, if you would like me to explore, if you would like to explore together, please do drop me a line at hello@donnielle.com, donnielle.com. Because trust me, if you're wondering about it, I'm wondering and I'm curious about it too. And guess what? We're not the only two. So please do drop me a line so we can explore this amazing universe together. All right. So you are watching the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donnielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donnielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donnielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donnielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder, my friends. And thank you for joining me today in the past, in the present, or in the future. But thank you for exploring this amazing, glorious universe that we are just beginning to comprehend. I'm not even going to say the word understand, but comprehend. Because it's a glorious universe. And so, as I said before the break, if you have a topic that you would love to explore, that you're curious, that you are wondering about, I want to know. Please drop me a line at hello@donnielle.com. And yeah, let's explore it together. All right, my friends. So today we're exploring choice. Oh, choice. I get it. Some people hate choice. I might have been one of those. Okay. How many times have you sat there and gone, just tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it right. Tell me how to fix it. Tell me what choices will give me the direction that I need to go. Just tell me. Just do it for me. I get it. A lot of people like to place the blame of creation of their lives on other people. Yeah, I've been there too. How many choices have you avoided? Because you didn't want to create your life. I know this sounds weird, but how many of you kind of went, well, yeah, but no, I have no choice in that. No, you're avoiding the choice sometimes so that you don't have to make the hard choice. Because here's the thing, not all choices are easy. Oh, You know, in first segment, I talked a lot about, well, choice, the true nature of choice. And I may have made it sound like, oh, you always have choice. You either pay your mortgage or you don't, or you could walk out on the street and not pay your mortgage. No. I'm not saying all choices are easy peasy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. No. I wish. Sometimes making a choice is one of the hardest things you're going to do throughout the day. It takes courage. It takes perseverance. And it takes information. It takes strength. But you know what? I know you have the strength. And not all choices are daunting. And I'm going to get into some tips about how to make choices. But just to be like, it's okay if some choices scare you. They should. Because some choices are so obviously life-changing. And it's more than like, should I marry this person or should I not marry this person? Or should I take this job or not take this job? Some choices are scary. Do I place this ad here? Do I invest in this? It's really interesting what the exploration of choice really, really gets you into, okay? And you're not alone in choice, okay? Ultimately, if it's choices about your life, it is up to you. But there are factors, there are things that influence it, sometimes for the positive and some things for the negative, okay? Because, you know, it's like, if you're a mom or a dad and you have kids at home, please take the kids into consideration and your partner into consideration when making some of these choices, especially if you're planning on paying your mortgage or not, right? So there are some times that other factors should influence your choice, absolutely. You still have choice. You're still an infinite being. You still have infinite choice. And sometimes you need to pay attention to those other factors, those other influences, okay? So in some influences, you need to tell to go away. And so we're going to explore some of those influences. Well, both of them, really. Okay. So sometimes society can influence you. Anybody ever done that? Yeah, right? Culture, heritage, the country that you live in, the family that you're born into, meaning like I have a lot of, I have a lot of friends from India. And they have a deep culture. They really do about this is how we do this and this is how we do that. So it is an influence, okay? Family, obviously family can influence things. And then sometimes things like fear or judgment or approval. How many choices have you made trying to get somebody else's approval? How many choices have you made out of fear of disappointment, right? How many choices have been scary to make? And so you think you avoided choosing to make them, but you made them by not making a choice. Because sometimes choices are time bound, and that's another one, right? Sometimes there's time limitations and sometimes there's economic constraints. But here's what's interesting is we've also, not only have we tried to make choices with a dual nature, like this or that, right? Only one or two choices. We've also tried to make choices time-bound. And what I mean by that is if you think you don't choose it now, you never have the chance to choose it again. That's not true either. Sorry. I'm not very subtle today. It's like a thick brick against the wall, right? But yeah, it's choices are not time bound either, okay? Because here's what's interesting, like combining the time with economic, which finances, right, money. It's like, if I had all the money in the world right now, if I had so much money that, you know, I was like, I could do anything, right? Because everybody thinks that money leads to choice. Well, what's interesting is it's like, if I had all the money in the world right now, what would I be doing? I might be sleeping, right? I might be taking a nap, who knows? Or I would still be sitting here talking to you because I love doing this. So I'm not gonna blow smoke up your butt because honestly, more money sometimes does afford you more choices. But here's the thing. How many times have we not had the money And it motivated us to create the money to have the choice that we actually desired. And really, don't just throw this one away. Look at it with me, because this is combined with the time restraint. I desire to go to Hawaii right now. Do I have the money for it? No, I'm not going to Hawaii today. Because I have all this work to do and all this, I don't have the time or money for it, right? So, I mean, how many times have you heard people say that? So, what if that motivates me to get me to make the money to have that choice? Did the choice go away? No. We actually made the choice now to go to Hawaii later and earn or save the money to get there. This is a weird one. I get it. It's going to make your head explode a little bit. Made my head explode too when I was typing it out. Okay. But really look at this. I have seen so many things come to fruition right now from a choice I made 5 years ago. Okay. So in this, choices are not linear. Choices are not time bound. I made a choice 5 years ago, and I am just seeing now things show up from that choice 5 years ago. And I'm not saying like, oh, I saw little pieces here and there, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, it's like I made that choice, forgot about it, and now 5 years later, I'm like, oh, crap, I made that choice 5 years ago. Okay? So how many choices are not time-bound? Well, all of them. But how many choices are you making now that are creating the future? And the more I study quantum physics, the more I realize every choice does create, because we're calling into existence the future with those choices that we are making. Okay. So I get it. Hey, we may not have the money to go to Hawaii today, but truth, did you make the choice today to go to Hawaii? Yeah. Might take a little bit of time to show up, but you made the choice to go to Hawaii today. And you also made the choice to create the money, save the money, do whatever it takes to get there. So you made the choice. That's the other thing about choices. A lot of people think like, well, if it's just this choice, then it's just this moment in time. Oh no, my friends. Every choice you make is like throwing a stone out into a pond. It sends out a ripple, right? This is how we create our lives, with every choice we make, okay? And because it isn't time bound, we can make choices for now or the past or the future, okay? Can we make choices for the past? Absolutely. We call that in coaching or psychology, we call it reframing, right? And I have a number of tools about how to change the energy. And so you are actually changing the past. And I actually have this thing that I walk people through where we change the energy of the past. We make a different choice then in the past so that they can have a different choice now in the future and in the present. It's really interesting. But the, like I said, the more I study all of this, the more I know all times are malleable by choice, by changing the energy. But it starts with your choice. It starts with your demand. It starts with your choice of going, you know what? I will actually be present with this and I will make a different choice, okay? So all choices create your future. All choices create your past. All choices create your present. What does this all mean? All choices create your life. How scary and exciting is that? I get it. It's one of the things that's most empowering, but it's also one of the things that is scary. Because people are like, I don't feel like being empowered today. I just want to blame everybody else and say that it was other people's choices and I had no choice. Danielle, why are you telling me this? Because you're listening, my friend. That doesn't actually resonate with you. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be listening. And if you're still listening, you have the bravery, the skill to make any choice to create the life that you desire. Okay? May seem overwhelming. It may seem scary. It may seem easy. Okay, please don't let me paint the picture that is always going to be scary and hard either, because absolutely not. Some choices are like that. Some choices you ponder. Some choices are like, oh crap, let's make another choice fast. Okay. But every choice does create your life. So we're going to be heading into a new commercial break, the next commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to walk through a little bit of how to make a choice. Okay. I mean, yes, it's something we innately be, but how often have we been told to not make choices, stop make choices, you can't make that choice, or know that choice isn't available to you? How many times have we actually shut off our ability to make a choice? So I'm going to, I have some tips on that. And if you guys want to prepare a choice you need to make, so you can walk through it with me, please do. But if not, no big deal, because these tools are all energetic. They'll be there when you need them. All right. So, but we are exploring the true nature of choice, the good, the bad, the ugly, the excitement and the empowering and the scary as hell. But it's all about choice today, my friends. All right. I am Danielle, your host and fellow explorer. And we are talking about the true nature of choice on Inspire Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host, Danielle, your fellow explorer. And I am so excited you're here. I'm so excited you made the choice to be here today in the past, present, or future, and are listening and exploring, or watching, I guess, and exploring this topic of choice with me, which is one of my favorite things to do, because it is fundamentally who we are. It's something we innately be and have. Whether you call it free will or just an infinite being would have infinite choice, but we have choices in everything, okay? Even when we think we don't have choice, we do have choice, right? I've been watching, I've been re-watching Downton Abbey because it's fun. And it's interesting, the places, because of their society, their culture, their tradition, the places that they think they don't have choice, okay? But it's interesting, they do have choice. They just don't like the dominoes that would be put into place, that would fall down because of the choice they would make. The youngest daughter does make some different choices, and it definitely sets up a different future for her, for the husband, for the family, for everything, okay? Some of those dominoes are good, some of those dominoes weren't so bad. But you have to get this, please. Just because you don't like the dominoes it would set off doesn't mean you don't have a choice in it, okay? You made the choice to not choose differently, and that's okay. And here's the thing, because one of the reasons I keep going on about this is to get you to that place of peace and space and comfort. Because even like in the show Downton Abbey, when they're like, No, I can't make that choice because it would ruin my family, or it's against tradition. But if you're at peace, if you can acknowledge that, yeah, you're not making that other choice, but you are making the choice to stay with the tradition, that gives you the peace. That gives you the expansion. That gives you I can still make another choice. Because at the core, if you can acknowledge that you have choices in all things, you're at peace with all your choices. All right. Even if it's a choice that you're like, I didn't want to make it, but I made it for the good of blah, 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 blah. But when you make it with awareness, when you make it with presence, it gives you that peace, that relaxation that is truly what this is all about. When you can be at peace with your choices, you're at peace with your universe. Okay. And so before the break, I was talking about we can change the past, present, and future. And we had a question in the chat of like, what about the science experiment that people pray for dying people for 20 years in the past? Is that what you mean by the past and the future? Yeah, for me, and for those of you who don't know, what it is, and I can't remember the disease, but there was an experiment where people were told to pray for. I can't remember the disease. I'm sorry, but they were in the hospital. They had it was a communicable disease, that people got when they were in close together. Anyway, so they were told to pray for these people, but what they weren't told is that the people were in a hospital 20 or 50 years ago or something like that, so they had already healed or died or whatever. But what was interesting is it proved, to me, this proves how malleable the past, present, and future, how the timeline is not as linear as we think it is. Because the people that were prayed for presently, but they were prayed for people in the past, those people in the past that were prayed for in the future actually healed faster. Okay. So to me, that is one of those evidence of the choices we make can absolutely change the past, which changes the present and changes the future. It's a beautiful thing. It's very exciting. Okay. And one other thing that I really want to address before we get into how to make a choice is when I kept talking about time, or sorry, choices are not time bound. We also think that if we can't make a choice right now, then it isn't a choice. But it is, okay? Choices don't always go by linear fashion. I think you've heard me say this enough today already, right? But the more, like I said, the more I study, the more I realize so many choices I even make today were set in motion a while ago. Just because you can't make a choice now, like going to Hawaii, I'm not buying a ticket to go into Hawaii today, but that doesn't mean it isn't a choice. Because I'll let you on a little secret. If I truly, truly wanted to go to Hawaii tomorrow, I would buy a ticket somehow, somewhere, whatever I would do, I would make that happen. So, how much of where I can't make that choice now is an excuse to do something that we're not truly even ready to do? And I say ready to do because, yeah, I'd love to go to Hawaii. So, it's not that like, oh, a choice you don't make that means you don't want to make it. Not necessarily, because I would love to go to Hawaii. But I also know going to Hawaii tomorrow won't create my future. Okay. And so if I truly desired to go to Hawaii tomorrow and it would create my future, I'd find a way to get on a plane. I would be there, or a boat or something. I wouldn't swim. I'm not that good of a swimmer. But I would find a way. So please give up that if you just because you can't make the choice now doesn't mean it's not a choice. Okay. All right. So how to choose? Getting present is one of the best ways to create and make choices. Okay, because so many choices are done from reaction, and this is all hopefully gets you into action of choice. Okay, so one of the first things to do is get present. Okay, you could do a mindfulness activity, you could do meditation, you could do one of my favorites is just stop. Place my hand on my chest and just be present with my body and present with everything. Because oddly enough, I know we're with our body all the time, but there's something about when we put, a hand on our body, it could be on your chest, on your face, on your lap, whatever it is, it brings you present in a certain way. And then when you're more present, you're able to perceive more of the choices available. Okay. You receive more of that information because your body is an absolute source of information. And I have a show on that a ways back. I don't remember the name of it, but it was like, bodies are pretty cool. Listen to them or something like that, or what we created our bodies for. And if I haven't, I will do that. But, so help getting present with your body gets you more present in your life. Okay. Because what so many people do is they make, like I said, they make a choice from reaction. They immediately go, oh, that's it. Is that possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. These are for those times when you're like, I'm not sure which choice to make. Ah! Okay. This is for those times. Because how many choices do you, oh, thank you. Your body speaks to you from January 2025 is when that show is. So go listen to that. It's an awesome one. And absolutely, because you can make choices that fast, faster than I could snap my fingers. You can make a choice that would actually create your future in your life. Okay. So like I said, these are for those times when you, I don't know what to choose. Ah, help me. Okay. So this is how you do it. You get present. And then you connect with yourself. You want to call it your higher self, your intuition, God source, the universe, whatever it is. Make that connection. Consciousness itself, oneness, the quantum field. Make that connection and then ask the question. One of my favorite questions is, which of these choices will create my future? And I have a friend of mine that every time he's like, I don't know what choice to make. I'm like, what choice will create your future? And he's like, I hate it when you ask me that. I'm like, yeah, but it works. Okay. It works. Which choice will create my future? Okay. Which direction? This is the place where you can receive information, where you can try on choices. And I'll get to that in a minute about trying on choices before even taking action. Okay. Actually, maybe I'll get to that right now. Choices, right? So what I mean by trying on choices is during this reflective time, what you can do is you can be like, okay, so I'm going to make this choice. And then because we're all energetic beings, with this choice in place, remember that ripple in the pond, we throw a stone in, it sends those ripples out. So we make that choice. And the second we make that choice, the future is already changing. The future is already creating. The past is already changing, but things get put into motion. The universe, our universe, everything starts putting stuff into motion. Okay. So during this reflective time, you're like, okay, so with this choice in place, what is my future like? And then you just, I call it copying an energetic field because I'm naughty minded often, but basically you just get an energy of what the future will be like with that choice in place. Okay. And then make another choice. With that choice in place, those ripples go out. What does that future feel like? What do you perceive about that? And then you can go through. I mean, if you only have two choices, because, you know, we try to live in that duality, but with any choice available in this question, in this scenario, make that choice. See what that future is like before taking any action, because we're still in that reflective moment. So before taking any action, see and perceive what that future will be like with that choice in place. Because remember, we make a choice, sends out a stone, sends out a ripple, things start moving around. What will that future be like? And we're energetic, so you can perceive it, okay? And then if you don't like any of those, you can explore alternatives and that kind of stuff. But then really the final step is to trust yourself. I know, but trust yourself. Trust the universe, trust your intuition, trust the information coming into you. And I get this because most of the time when people are avoiding choice is because they don't trust themselves. I know, I'm sorry, but you know what? You should trust yourself because you're amazing, you're brilliant, and you have this inner strength. And I don't care if I've never met you, I know you. You're amazing, you're brilliant, and you have this inner strength that is such a gift that I know you've barely tapped into. How do I know this? Because you're here on this planet. Look around. You think this planet is for people who don't have an amazing strength? Yeah. So you have an amazing inner strength that should be trusted. So whether you call it gut instinct, revelation from higher self, prayers answered, whatever it is, trust your intuition, trust your gut. And then because you've been present, because you've done that inner reflective and made those choices and seen what future that creates, trust that and then go take action. Okay. It's simple, but it's potent. All right. We are going to take another break. That is my choice right now. See, you have choice in all things. I'm not going to hit the red button that says end. I'm going to take a break and then we're going to come back. All right. And we're just going to talk a little bit more about this. Like, how does your body help with these choices? Well, thank you for asking, because I have some information about that. So we are exploring today, my friends, the true nature of choice. Oh, and if you are liking this content, you know, this is not my first show, but it is my current show and it is brand new and it is growing. So if you are interested and curious and you like this, please do consider giving me a 5-star rating on iTunes or whatever platform, and please share around to those who would require this information. Give it a like. It seems like a little thing, but it so helps the algorithms for growing channels like mine. So please do consider that. And today we are exploring choice with me, Danielle Carter, your host and fellow explorer. And we are on Inspired Choices Network, and this is the Exploration of Wonder, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Thank you for choosing today to explore this amazing universe with me. And today we're exploring choice. And hopefully you're beginning to see that we do have choices in all things. And I encourage you to play this choice game. I mean, you can play it with me, absolutely. You can schedule a private session. But even with that, just play with yourself. Which, I'm sorry, that just sounds naughty. But play the choice game with yourself. Look at something that you think you have no choice in. And it's like, if you were facilitating somebody else, if you were helping somebody else, what choices would you invite them to recognize that they have? Because as I've said many times, just because it's a choice you wouldn't make doesn't mean it's not a choice that you could make, right? Because just because you wouldn't make it doesn't mean it goes away either. And that's one of the other things is, like, remember, you have infinite choice. It's not a duality. It's not this or that. It's this, that, the other, and choices that you don't even know you have, right? This is where the universe comes into play, that it's like, oh, by the way, I know you didn't know you had all this other choice, but look at this. Here's choice in this, this, and this, and this, and this as well. And your body can help you with this. You know, I tease you about that a little bit before the break, because when you're making choices that are exciting for you, when you are making choices that create the future that you truly desire, your body feels better. Your body can tingle. Your body expands. It's like, woohoo, your universe expands. And what's interesting is more people are willing to take action with things when they're excited about the choices that they've made, when it's in alignment. Sometimes it's because you're like, I can't wait to get there, so hurry up and let's make the choice so we can do it. And sometimes it's just like with those folks with the Downton Abbey of, like, when they realize they're not making that other choice because they don't want to ruin the family or go against tradition or anything like that, they have a peace that becomes available. And then all those actions are easier to take from that choice, because every choice creates actions, creates possibilities. And so when you are in alignment with that choice, your universe expands. It's easier to take action. Sometimes you're more excited about it. Sometimes you're just more at peace with it. And your body actually will kind of guide you with that. Because even if it's a choice, you're like, I'm making this choice for my family, your body can feel the peace. The body will show you that peace as well. Okay, that relaxation, that expansion. So please do not only trust your gut. Well, I mean, they say trust your gut. And I don't think it's a coincidence that trust your gut is talking about your belly. Because your body can absolutely can help you with that, okay? But acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge the choices that you are going to make and that you can make and that you have the strength for it. And my friends, take ownership. I get that's one of the scariest things. Most people avoid choice because they don't want to take ownership of their lives, of the creation of it or the destruction of it. You know, I work with a lot of people and I'm like, can you see where you created this? And then how that went downhill. And they're like, yeah, I know. But it's not from a judgment. It is from that self-ownership of like, oh yeah, I created that. Yeah, I created that because I made a choice. That you can always make another choice, okay? So help get you into action. You can make other choices. You make your life through the choices you make. So my friends, how are you creating your life today? What choices are you making that are creating your life today? Okay. Because true choice is a daily thing. It's a moment thing. And the good thing is all choices are still there. It is never too late to make another choice. Absolutely. Okay. So I hope you've enjoyed this, because choice is one of my favorite topics. Like I said, any class, any session is always like, what choice can he make? What choice can he make? What choice can he make? I should be a drinking game, like every time I say choice in a class or a session. But it is, because it's like, if you hear nothing else from the show except that you have true choice and that you have all choices, and that just because you didn't make it, just because there's a choice you didn't make doesn't mean it wasn't a choice to make, because you have to acknowledge that. You have to acknowledge that, because that creates the next choice. Every choice you make creates more choices, and that's the beautiful nature of it. That's about as linear as choices can get, is that you create one choice, it creates more choices. All right, so please do. What choices are you making to create your life today? And is it the life that you would be liking to create? Then you might make a different choice. Another question is, what choices do I have available here that I haven't acknowledged? That's another fun one that really pisses off my friend that I'm always asking, like, well, what future would that choice create? And like, well, what choices have you not acknowledged that you actually have? Okay, so please make a choice always. Next week should be a fun one. Whose body are you wearing? This is what we're going to explore. I love talking about bodies. I've worked with people on bodies for 35 plus years, and it's always interesting when you start to look at them energetically. And this, whose body are you wearing, is a fun topic, because it usually makes people go, what? Holy crap, it's not mine. Yeah. The body you're wearing may not be yours. And I'm not just talking because of walk-ins and stuff like that. We're going to talk about the creation of your body and how you might have been creating your body for somebody else's body or points of view. Talk about influences, right? So that'll be next week. I'm very excited about that. It's a fun topic. And as a reminder, if you have any topic that you would love to explore, I want to explore it with you. So please do drop me a line at hello@donyelle.com. And so we can explore this amazing universe together. Because if I'm curious about it, you're curious about it, other people are too. All right, my friends, make it a fun week, make it a happy week, and be back next week. Because guess what? I will be too. So until then, have a good time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Donyelle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.